for the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This is our final installment of our discussion with Kevin Zeese, the attorney and president of Common Sense for Drug Policy, CSDP.org, and who served this past election season as press secretary for Ralph Nader. Here we're discussing the potential change in mindset for the Republicans and indeed all legislators following the recent Supreme Court ruling on sentencing for drug crimes.
Well, there's good indications that the Republicans are, that all legislators are starting to see the light, that we've bumped our ceiling on this budget constraints, if you will, and the Rockefeller drug laws had a nuanced change, and legislatures across the nation are looking at their methods in regards to the drug war. You want to talk on that overall nationwide thing?
I think that's right. I mean, I think the public was ahead of the politicians on this. You know, polls showed that the public favored treatment instead of incarceration by, you know, a 2-to-1 margin. Every time that's been voted on, it's won. You're seeing, you know, Republican governors like George Pataki in New York, reforming the Rockefeller drug laws. You're seeing that kind of reform around the country. You've seen it in Louisiana and other places, Michigan, another Republican governor. And so there definitely is a move in that direction on the state level. I just hope that the federal Congress, which is a little bit more out of touch with the people than the local legislators are, recognizes that the people think that it's no longer politically successful to call for harsh, inhumane sentences that are very expensive and very ineffective, that the public is smarter than that. And that politicians who push that way are going to be hurt more than helped. And that's what the public needs to do now, I think. We need to tell the legislators in Congress that supporting harsh sentencing in reaction to this Supreme Court decision is going to make them less popular, not more popular.
According to a recent story published by Salon.com, written by Andrew Leonard, quote, "The real story here is the incredible pissing match going on between Congress and the courts. It's nasty, and the people who are going to get caught in the crossfire are the defendants. The Congress has basically said, we don't trust you, judges." Breyer's remedial option, as Scalia points out, is so ironic, because in the name of divining what Congress would have wanted with respect to its statute that eliminated judicial discretion, he went ahead and eliminated the part that made it mandatory. End quote. To which I add, what we truthfully have is an inquisition, veiled in secrecy, propaganda, ignorance, and superstition. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.